God's grace, mercy, and peace may it be multiplied to you all, dear friends in Christ, in Jesus' name. God's people are not immune to being struck or stricken. I mean, do we just look at what's going on in our world today, in our nation today, in our community, in our country, you name it, people are being stricken. People are getting sick. And what was happening in the Old Testament, in our Old Testament reading today, the people of God were in the wilderness and they had become stricken and they began to complain. They began to complain to or about God and his leaders. And through the complaint, though the complaining can indicate and does indicate a lack of trust in God and his word, here's the best news of all. God graciously comes to his people in his word, in baptism, and in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper to pour out life and salvation earned by his dear son who was stricken for you and for me. You see, God's people in the Old Testament are stricken, and God, as a result, graciously delivers them. They were stricken in the wilderness with bitter water at Moriah. I mean, listen to this from Exodus 15. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. Then they went into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. Now when they came to Moriah, they could not drink the waters, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Moriah. And the people complained against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" So he cried to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, and he cast it into the waters, and the waters were made sweet. Then he made a statute and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them. No water. They complained, and God delivered them. Now they are in the wilderness of sin, and they find themselves without food. You could go home later and read Exodus chapter 16 and find out how God provided for them manna to eat in the wilderness and quail every single day to eat. And then we get to our text for today in Exodus 17, and they're in Rephidim. Again, no water. You see, God's people react to their affliction. And oftentimes people react even today to their affliction. God's people, they started to quarrel with one another. They started to grumble against God and against Moses. They were testing the Lord by wanting to strike the messenger. They even wanted to stone Moses. They were saying, Moses, we were better off in Egypt. At least we had food to eat every day and we had water to drink, and you brought us out here to die. But God delivered his people. He delivered his people at Moriah by making the bitter water sweet. He delivered his people in the wilderness of sin by making sure they had plenty of food to eat each and every day. And he delivered his people at Rephidim when Moses struck the rock and water came out, pure, sweet water. Today, we are God's people today. And we as God's people are stricken. And we too thirst for deliverance. We're stricken by afflictions that we did not bring upon ourselves. I guarantee you right now, if you were to turn on the news right now, I guarantee you what you're going to hear about. You're going to hear about this coronavirus thing, COVID-19 or whatever name they've given it. And you're going to hear about all kinds of stuff. Some of it you might shrug your shoulders at. Some you might roll your eyes at, like Alice rolled her eyes at me, which is kind of cute. And some of it you may take quite seriously. were stricken by afflictions that we did not do anything to bring about. We're also stricken by afflictions like violent weather or maybe trouble at work. Suffering of a loved one who is struck with an illness, is very, very sick. Things that we did not bring on ourselves. We're also stricken with things that did come as a result of who we are, and that is our sinful nature. And that we rebel against God. Have you ever noticed that sometimes you think you're fixing something and you only make the problem even worse? We create more problems for ourselves because of our sinful nature. We think we're helping, we think we're doing the right thing, but it turns out I should have left it alone. It was fine before. We quarrel, we grumble, we complain, and we test the Lord because of our sinful nature. We are a people who are thirsting for deliverance from our afflictions. But God's Son was stricken for you and for me. Jesus Christ, our Lord, was stricken for you and for me, and He is our deliverance. You see, Christ was the rock, St. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 10. Christ Jesus was the rock that was in the wilderness at Rephidim, the rock that Moses struck, that where water came out, that nourished the people. St. Paul tells us this, they all drank from the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. See, God was with them even there in the wilderness as a rock and fed these people a nourishing drink that they needed so desperately. Jesus was stricken for them and He was stricken for us. And water is supplied. Water is supplied. What is the water that we need today? Well, we need healing. We need healing desperately. Dave's niece Rhonda needs healing from this cyst that burst in her brain. Larkin, Shirley's granddaughter, needs healing from this affliction, from this cancer that is in her system. And so many people in our lives need healing, need water to be supplied. Listen to what Isaiah the prophet and Zechariah the prophet have to say about Jesus, who is stricken for us. Isaiah 50, verse 6, I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who plucked out my beard. See, I just touched my face. Oh, well. I did not hide my face from spitting nor shame. Isaiah 53, verse 4, the prophet says, surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. And Zechariah, the prophet, in chapter 13 says, awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man who is my companion, says the Lord of hosts. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. Then I will turn my hand against the little ones. You see, our Lord Jesus was stricken for you and was stricken for me in order to be our deliverance. And when Jesus was stricken for you and me, unlike you and I, He did not complain. If we continued reading Isaiah 53, it says that He was oppressed, He was afflicted, yet He opened not His mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers are silent, so He opened not His mouth. He was stricken for our benefit as well. You see, when He was hanging upon the cross, one of the soldiers, Roman soldiers, put a spear into His side. And St. John tells us in chapter 19, says that immediately flowed out was blood and water. You see, the water and the blood still flow for you and me. despite what's going on in our lives, despite what's going on in our world, in our society, the water and the blood still flow for you and for me. The water flows to us in holy baptism. For many of us, perhaps most of us, our baptisms happened many, many generations ago. For many of us. But it's a baptism that is not a past tense event. Our baptism is a present tense event. Or actually, I should say, a perfect tense event. In that it is perfect in that, it happened in the past, but the benefits have ongoing ramifications. Perfect tense. So you see, even though you may have been baptized a long time ago, I was baptized 60 years ago, over 60 years ago. It is as if I was baptized just today for the first time. And that's the beauty of the water of baptism, is it continually cleanses us from sin. It continually reminds us of God's love and forgiveness and grace. The water for you, dear friends, still flows in holy baptism. And also the blood still flows for you too. It flows in the Holy Supper of our Lord's body and blood. You see, the blood and water from the side of our stricken Christ quenches your thirst and my thirst and delivers us from our affliction. One way or another, we have confidence, one way or another, that we're going to be just fine. Because you see, whether we live, whether we die, we belong to the Lord. So it doesn't matter now, does it? St. Paul was a little wound up around the axle over whether he should live or die. And he says, I would rather, it would be good for me to stay here and remain here with you to help out you all. But it would be better for me if I were to go home and be with the Lord. I'm paraphrasing. To go home and be with the Lord. He says, I don't know which is better. Which would I rather be? To be, whether I should be at home in the body or at home with the Lord. But either way, he knew he was going to be just fine. Likewise, you and me. Jesus Christ is stricken for your deliverance. And that of that you can be confident. And that you can be confident that the waters, the baptism that that was poured over you or you were immersed into, one way, makes no difference, that those waters still are cleansing you today. And the blood that flowed when his side was pierced that you receive in his Holy Supper, that blood for you still delivers what he promises, the forgiveness of your sins. And Luther taught us that wherever there is the forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation. Christ is stricken for your deliverance. And just as the Lord delivered the people from their afflictions in the wilderness, so also does he deliver you and me from our afflictions. He does not leave us stricken. He took all of our affliction upon himself, and he took it to the cross, including this coronavirus. It has been nailed to the cross. From his stricken side flows water and blood that quenches our thirst forever. May God be praised. Hallelujah. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, may it keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.